As we discussed earlier, Legal Shield is unique in so many wonderful ways. And one of those ways is, again, is the fact that we get paid dollars on pennies. For example, depending on what level you are in the compensation plan right now, you'll get paid anywhere from 2 to 6 times more money in commissions than you collect in revenues. For example, when you get to the platinum position, if you enroll a new member who buys a membership at $39.85 a month, for example, you're going to collect $39.85 plus a one-time $10 enrollment fee, which would bring you to $49.85, but let's just call it $50. So you collect $50 in that transaction, and at the platinum position, you'll get paid more than $300 in commissions the next business day. Now, we call this advanced commissions. Instead of getting paid each month as the member makes their payment for their membership, you can get paid 12 months in advance. Now, because we get paid in advance, all of our compensation is going to be tied to what we call retention. Simply stated, retention is the number of memberships you enroll versus the number of memberships that stay on the books over the course of a year. The more members you enroll and the more of them that stay on the books and continue making their monthly membership payments, the higher your retention and the more money you're going to make. When you enroll a new member, you get a 12-month advance commission, but if that member doesn't stay on the books, you'll experience what we call a commission adjustment, which just means that whatever you got paid in that advance that you didn't actually earn because your member canceled before the 12 months, that amount will be adjusted from a future commission. So it really doesn't do you any good to enroll a member if you know that they're going to cancel in a month or 2 or 3 or 4 months. Just don't do it. It's not worth it. It's not good for you long-term or short-term, and it's not good for the company. It's not good for anybody. I've had people ask me if they could buy the service for a month or two and then cancel it. And I tell them, yeah, you can, but not for me. I tell them that I'm looking for people who see the real value in having our membership long-term. Again, if you focus on writing good business, you're going to earn more money in commissions, more overrides, your residuals or renewals will be larger, and you'll be entitled to some exciting bonus income and incentives. We have an incentive program called the Performance Club, and all you have to do to be in the Performance Club is earn 5 points in a calendar month. You get 1 point for each membership you enroll, and you get 2 points for each person you recruit. Get 5 points every month for a year, and you qualify for an additional $300 a month in a car bonus. Now, that's on top of all the other income that you've already earned, but you've got to have a retention above 75% to get this additional bonus. And for those of you who would like to purchase a qualified BMW, you can trade your $300 a month car bonus in for a $500 a month BMW bonus. Think about that. That is a $6,000 a year bonus that you can earn just for doing what you're probably going to do anyway. But again, it only pays out to associates who are writing good quality business. In addition, each year, Legal Shield sends several hundred Performance Club qualified associates on exotic vacations around the world. We've been to Hawaii, Cancun, Punta Cana, the Bahamas, Jamaica. Many of these trips have been all expenses paid for the associate and their spouse or whoever it is that they want to bring. And again, these trips are reserved only for associates who have good retention. In other words, they're writing good business. So now the million-dollar question is, how do you make sure that you have good retention so that you can make more money in personal commissions, more overrides, bigger residuals, and additional bonus money and perks? Well, I've got a few pointers for you, actually 11, that will help you write good business and keep that business on the books. Let's go over them quickly. Number one, use the membership yourself. We've talked about that, but as our founder, Mr. Harlan C. Stonecipher, always said, the most important sale you're ever going to make is when you sell yourself. It is so hard to share a membership that you have no experience with or any passion for. And using the membership will give you the experience, the testimonials, and the passion that you need to write good quality business that stays on the books for a long time. We like to say business that stays is business that pays. Number two, use bank accounts rather than credit cards. When you sign up a new member, ask them for their checking or savings account rather than a credit card, if at all possible. Now, you can always default to a credit card if they don't have their banking info with them, but just know that credit cards expire every 2 or 3 years or so. Bank accounts never expire. When a card expires, all the auto drafts on that card get canceled, including their Legal Shield membership. But if they have it on a bank draft, that's not going to happen. Number three, don't accept prepaid credit cards. Never under any condition accept prepaid credit cards. Retention on memberships purchased with these prepaid credit cards, it's dismal. It's terrible. So if that's their only payment option and they really want to have the membership, request an annual payment instead of a month-to-month payment, because again, it's just really bad business on prepaid credit cards. Number four, encourage your new members to use the membership in their first few days. Most people who cancel their memberships do so because they never used it. They wonder to themselves, why do I keep paying for this every month? I never use it. But if you'll get them to use it and use it quickly, they're going to be much more likely to keep it and love it. A great place for your new member to start using their membership is to get their will done. Bottom line, the people who use the membership keep it, and the people who don't, don't. Now, a really good way to do this is to help your new members make a list of five questions that they'd like to ask the attorneys right away. And you'll want to help them write down those legal issues or those legal questions as a statement, because here's what we find. A lot of times the members will call and say, you know, I want to sue somebody. Well, lawsuits aren't covered 100%, right? They're going to have to come out of pocket to pay for that lawsuit. Well, really, they may not want to sue somebody. That may be something that they want to do down the road. Really, what they want to know is what are my rights? I just want to know what my rights are. And if they have a particular rights that are being violated in this situation, well, then maybe they can negotiate a civil suit if the attorney feels like it's going to be in their best interest. But again, they'll have to come out of pocket for a civil suit. But the advice in so many other areas of the membership are prepaid for. They're covered at no additional fees. And the first on that list is just advice. So again, help them craft their legal issue or questions as statements. For example, I need legal advice on dot, 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 and then just fill in the blank. Maybe I need legal advice on the difference between a trust and a will. I need legal advice on a creditor harassment issue. Or I need legal advice on a problem that I'm having with my bank or with the bank that owns my mortgage. So now the attorneys know, okay, this is just a consultation issue. They're going to give your member great advice and not have to worry about getting into whether it's going to be an additional fee. So again, we want to make sure that they craft those questions and concerns in a statement so that they get the right kind of help in the right way. Also, follow up with your members after they receive their welcome kit in about 7 to 10 days. If they're local, in other words, they live close to you or you live close to them, go to their home and go through their kit with them. Or you can do it over the phone, but have them look through the will questionnaire in their kit and make sure that they get their will done as quickly as they can. It's included in the membership and it's going to lock them in as members long term. If they purchased one of our identity theft products, make sure that you help them activate their membership by going to shieldactivate.com. With the legal plan, coverage begins immediately and automatically. They don't have to do anything other than enroll. But with the identity theft plan, your members have to activate their identity theft plan once it's been processed by Legal Shield. They have to activate it to begin credit monitoring and some of the other services. And again, you can do that at shieldactivate.com. Make sure that they add themselves, their spouse or domestic partner, and all of their dependent children at shieldactivate.com. And remember, up to 8 dependents are covered with the identity theft plans at no additional charge. Number 5, don't oversell the membership. You know, if you use the tools, you're never going to oversell the membership because the tools are doing the presentation for you. But sometimes people will actually do a presentation, and that's fine so long as you don't oversell the membership. The membership is one of the most incredible values in North America, just the way it is. We don't need to embellish it or suggest that it does things that it doesn't. This often results in a cancellation and decreased earnings. So it's much better to undersell and overdeliver than it is to oversell and underdeliver. Number 6, leave your new members with something tangible. You don't want to sign your new member up and then send them home with absolutely nothing. You want to make sure that they take home a corporate-approved new membership kit or at least a brochure or a DVD or a CD which talks about our business and our membership so that there's continued follow-up with that new member. Think about it. None of us like to buy something and not have something in our hand, and your members are going to be no different. So again, make sure that you get something tangible into their hand after they've enrolled in our membership. Number 7, send thank you cards or postcards to your new member or associate. You know, postcards, they used to be pretty common and they've become pretty uncommon these days, just as uncommon as a handwritten letter. So use this to your advantage. Send your new member or your new associate a handwritten postcard thanking them or congratulating them for buying the membership from you and remind them to use their membership. You know, your note might say something fun like, Jack, hey, thanks for buying the membership from me. Congratulations. I know you're going to love it. Make sure that you get your will done yesterday, okay? Little smiley face. Depending on who they are, professional contacts, you may want to make that a little different, but you get the idea. Number 8, offer an annual payment option. You'd be surprised how many people have the money to make an annual membership payment rather than paying for it monthly. As well, there's many people who simply don't like monthly payments. They don't like drafts and they'd rather pay it annually. So when you're doing the paperwork with your new associate or your new member, when you get to the payment section, simply ask, would you prefer to pay monthly or annually? And every now and again, someone's going to say definitely annually, and that's going to help your persistency. Number 9, downsell when needed. In sales and marketing, it's always desirable to upsell your customer. For example, when I was working at Chili's, when the customer ordered nachos, you know, a good server would say, would you like guacamole with that? This is classic upselling. However, in our business, sometimes it makes more sense to downsell our members. You know, if you're signing up a new member or an associate, and you know that they're just barely getting by, or maybe they share that with you, that financially they're just in a tight spot, it wouldn't make sense to sell the $35, $85 plan or even a plan that's more expensive than that. It would make more sense for you to downsell them to the $29.95 plan or maybe even the $19.95 legal plan. You know, doing that will often prevent cancellations. When every dollar counts, there's a big difference between $19 and $39. Number 10, no 911 membership sales. You know, there are people out there who they just have a legal emergency. They don't have any money. They don't care about Legal Shield. They don't care about our membership. They don't care about the peace of mind and protection that they can get. They could care less. They're so short-sighted and they're so desperate. All they can see is this looming legal problem that's sitting right in front of them, and they don't have the money for a traditional attorney. You don't want to target this type of business, because here's what we find. Those types of people with that type of mentality, if they use the membership and it works, they're going to cancel it because they got their problem fixed. If they use the membership and it doesn't work, they're going to cancel it because it didn't work. So either way, it's a lose-lose scenario. So you want to stay away from desperate people who don't care about longevity or doing something responsible for their family. They just want a quick fix. And finally, number 11, stay in the desired demographic. Everyone can benefit from our membership. However, some people have proven over time to be better members than others. And we found that couples 25 years or older with children, cars, a mortgage, a job, or a business are the best candidates for buying and keeping our membership. These are typically people who buy other protection plans and insurances like AAA and life insurance and other things like that. These make for excellent long-term members. Now, I'm not saying don't enroll people who don't meet this criteria. That's not at all what I'm saying. What I'm saying is try your very best to stay in the desired demographic. And just know that that demographic, which I described, has a much better retention rate than the demographic that I didn't describe. All right. Well, that was a lot to go over, but remember, everything that you want, and then some, is contingent upon you writing good business. Your income depends on it, your BMW depends on it, your vacations depend on it, and your retirement renewal residual income depends on it. So one last time, make sure that you write good business and have a long-term mindset.